The first time I met Murtazavi was in summer 2003, when he arrested me, in fact, when he put me in prison, in fact. And I stayed in the prison of Evin, the most infamous prison in Iran, and I was in solitary confinement. When they brought me to my cell, all I had was a blindfold. And I do not forget that the jailer, he said slowly to me that, okay, this is Hotel Evin, that's all. Because it was a very small cell. It was a very difficult experience, the solitary confinement, you know. Sometimes you even prefer somebody to come and torture you. It's better than being completely alone. I had not even my eyeglasses. I had nothing to read, and no clock. And at the same time, you are worried about your future, what will happen to me. I stayed in that cell for 10 days. It was about midnight that somebody knocked at the door. I thought it would be again an interrogation. It was very tiring, you know, all the time interrogations. When I heard the knock, I turned my back to the door and I put my blindfold because we had not the right to look at the interrogators or jailers. But I heard a voice saying, "Mana Murtazavi, mituni be man negah koni," which means, "It's me, Murtazavi, you can look at me." I looked at him, it was really Murtazavi, and I was curious why he had come to my cell, because normally the only person I could expect was my jailer or at maximum the interrogator. Murtazavi said, "Tomorrow I will release you. You can go back to your normal life, but you should not continue journalism. It is the condition of your release." That night was the longest night in my life because I was always thinking about what Murtazavi had said to me. I believed it would not be true, but at the same time, I had a hope in my heart. Perhaps he is true. Perhaps tomorrow I will go out of prison. And finally, I decided not to think about it, but it was not that easy. I can say that that night I did not sleep at all. Many of my friends had come to welcome me near the prison door, and my friends advised me not to listen to Murtazavi. If you want to obey what he says, he will destroy your life forever, because he will contact you again and again. He will ask other things, and sometimes perhaps he will ask the things against your friends, against your profession, etc., etc. So I had to decide whether to continue journalism or to leave my profession. Finally, I decided not to obey Murtazavi, and so I went directly to the office of the journal I worked. Of course, at all these times, I was worried about the consequences of what I had done, you know, because I knew that not obeying Murtazavi was not a simple thing.